you hear Philadelphia Krasi.
Where are your members?
That's exactly what I was just saying.
It's not 1 minute.
Okay.
It's fine, the recording takes over in June.
What?
When you take over this committee in June.
Me and Canelo, you keep your committee. No interest in social development. Where are you going to do new year? Dramatic.
Outside.
Can you go ask him a question inside?
No.
Get one of those screens for the laptop.
Not for my laptop.
Oh, because you said it works like a bomb.
For my phone.
Which one?
The
Gorilla Glass. No, man. We're not referring just to a normal screen guard.
Oh, does she want one for a laptop?
No, we're referring to, you know what the way those screen guards work.
Mm-hmm.
Say, I said, yeah. I can't, if I said, yeah, I can't see you. It's a faded screen.
Oh.
That's the type of screen we're looking
for. What it's called, we call it immigration screen.
Or privacy, so even your laptop, I can see, but if you sit on a plane and you sit next to me, you can't see.
That's what they use at
the computer. Yeah. The guy who previously was the head of IT, his laptops were like that.
Yeah,
but he also is like most of the
That's
day.
Nice.
They take care of themselves.
Thank you. She's gonna kick it.
Wait.
Why couldn't we approve the minutes? Did we approve the minutes?
Yes. Maybe you'll get your call up.
Field problem.
Can you just do the cancel? The dispute on the email on the inbox.
No, but it doesn't even come on under the subscription. It's like 5 transactions, 6 transactions.
When you buy, when you press off, don't send you an email. Check your iCloud, because I'll send you an email, and at the bottom of that email there will be a link.
I'll check my iCloud.
It will say something like this transaction is made a mistake or something.
No, but I didn't buy anything.
Morning, Amber.
Actually part of the problem. It was not on my Apple subscription. It's just the normal monthly one, which was sort of the Apple Music subscription. So I'm trying to understand what these payments are for.
And you did your bank account as well?
Well, it hasn't established what it's for, but it went down to the bank with university. I'll go to the questions because I want to hear what the angle is. Because the chairs, they can just brief me afterwards. Yeah, okay, cool, we'll do so. Yeah. Okay, I'll send a message now, yeah. I'm going to do it now. Okay, right. Are we good?
Maybe just...
Why is the address in
the system? How come it's not me?
Because I'm here, but I'm not here.
Are we good?
You know what I mean.
You are here.
If I sit here, was it like, you want me for the photo? Is that it? Hey, yeah, man. Maybe just put on record that we're waiting until other people arrive, so that it's a multi-particularity.
Members, we're just waiting for member Makamba Boicha. If
before we start. So if you can just indulge me a little bit. I know it's Thursday and you've got lots to do. We shouldn't be that long once we start.
Well, there's only going to be one line after that. We appoint Ricardo Mugenzi to the commission. Late for the sitting, I couldn't gather what the issue was.
I think we need to do the job is not open for its access.
So I couldn't understand.
She's unaware. She doesn't drive. She doesn't drive. She only works.
Traffic from where?
Baku was Uber from Bar.
But I can understand why, though.
But if you get your food up early
yes. No, no, I'm on the pension fund board. No one can. That's part of the whole problem that you're facing.
What if I just stop there?
Of course they can. And part of the reason why I can't get into farming is there's a law, farming is Indian law.
What if one argues that the law is unconstitutional?
The EFF tried, I think.
And? What was the outcome?
I think it's still going back to the... I think they went to court and then they now waiting for the constitutional court case.
Okay.
Yeah.
When do you think that will happen?
Parliament is like any medical aid, it's like an insurance.
Mm.
If you don't have car insurance, you only realize you're going to need it when you have a car accident.
No one's saying we don't want insurance. We just
but
say we don't want Parliament insurance. We want other insurance.
Parliament is very
expensive,
I must say.
Than our bonds.
Sorry?
We want insurance that is not more expensive than our bonds.
Yeah, no, Parliament is very expensive. And I know the Janky last term, he also tried to move out of Parliament. I think he also went with a legal issue. I don't know how far I got there.
I think the EFF took that
Yeah, yeah. They take. I think they go to the Constitutional Court or something.
And the Competition Commission.
And the Competition Commission. Yeah. Well, silly. But I think part of the problem was because it was enacted by Parliament. Parliament, like other medical aids, actually law. Because in, after 1994, a lot of people didn't have medical aid. Obviously, people who were in the liberation movement and all those things. So to cover those people, they enacted to ensure they're covered. I think that's part of the problem, I think.
The thing is, if people want to stay on Parliament, they should be allowed to stay on Parliament. But
otherwise.
Other people who don't want to stay on Parliament, I don't see the reason why I must pay more for medical aid than I'm paying for a bond. It's not right.
Yeah.
It's really not right.
But they're going to have a problem.
We have big families.
If a lot of our new or younger members opt out, and they have a serious problem.
Well, that's not my problem.
It won't be sustainable.
That's
of course, they have
problem.
To close it down.
But you know, is Parliament supposed to review a resolution
every 5 years?
Every 5 years, that they will be the preferred
yeah.
medical scheme.
I think that the, they're
the
supposed
to have the same problem.
Is it?
You want them to
opt out.
Opt out. But because he already is a member, he already draws a medical aid from the police.
From the police, yes.
And they wouldn't let him. And him and like, even Janky.
Yeah, Janky. I know Janky got a big issue about it. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
Is the police
problem?
Oh yes, yes, I remember that issue. To be part of it, yeah. Remember, if all the young MPs get out of Parliament, that scheme will collapse in under a year.
There's no reason for me to be part of Parliament. Because also what Parliament does is the doctors don't trust Parliament. So I still have to pay for majority of things I do cash and then claim it back.
I don't
and
know why everybody, I never had an issue with Parliament. People are, oh, you're Parliament, come
money.
Inside, come inside. Think about Parliament, come inside.
But it should really be reconsidered by the judges are compulsory.
Judges are quite compulsory, yeah. But now, oh, and that was the other issue somebody raised. If that goes to the constitutional court case, remember all judges are automatically part of Parliament. Who will look after the case? Who's going to decide over this case? All Western Cape High Court judges are part of, all judge presidents are part of Parliament. Who's going to review the case?
But the problem is Parliament is the legislative authority. They can just pass an amendment.
Any law.
Now, if you are a 60-year-old member of Parliament, you currently have a heart problem, you know Parliament cover you fully, why would you pass a law to change healthy Gillian get out of Parliament?
But they will still cover you.
No, they won't cover you because it's good. There won't be money to cover you. That's like most medical aid, the new members fee is
scheme.
No,
that's just I don't think so.
I'm just going to stop there.
They're going to give you a garnish, but they're quick.
I wonder if I should go for the bit of house.
Good morning again, members. Thank you very much for your indulgence in waiting. I didn't want us to start with just three of us, and thank you, Member Makamabwita, for rushing. We have received a note that Member Bakubaku Force is still stuck in traffic. She said 30 minutes ago. Hopefully she can join us when she gets here. My name's Gillian Borsma and I chair the Standing Committee on Social Development. Just going to give members an opportunity to introduce themselves.
Ricardo McKenzie.
Makamba Nosipo Poche.
Deirdre Bartman, I'm standing in as an alternate for Member Wendy Philander.
Thank you very much. Members, today we are considering the draft committee report on the appointment of the Western Cape Commissioner for Children in terms of the Commissioner for Children's Act 2019. We're also considering and adopting the draft committee documents, which is our minutes of our meeting held on 17th February 2020. And then I see on the agenda we're also adopting the minutes of our meeting held on the 18th of February of 2009. So what members, just a quick note to sensitize you, we won't be discussing the name of the appointed candidate for the Children's Commissioner today. We're going to embargo that as per Rule 74 until all of the processes have been concluded within this process. But what we are today doing is we're going to just adopt the report, and we will then send the report to the Speaker for consideration by the House, and the Speaker will then pass that on to the Premier. I'm just checking. Mr. Master, you look like you want to say something.
I disagree. My name is Scott Powell.
We will have to correct that. But members, before we do that, can I perhaps ask that we just go to point B of our agenda? We, in our last meeting, we took a decision to give the two candidates that we received objections against an opportunity to respond to those objections in writing. And I'm just tabling also for noting the objections, their responses to the objections as well. I don't have anything to add to these. I think we discussed this at quite at length in terms of what constitutes an objective objections in terms of the qualifications and disqualifications for appointment, as well as what qualifies as a subjective objection. So I just wanted to note that all members have received the objections received. Makamapoche, you got that?
Yes.
Shall we move on to the minutes?
Chair?
Yes, Ms. Member Bartman. I was about to call you Member Barnes.
Thank you, Chair. Just regarding 3D, quote, responses on the objections received on two of the shortlisted candidates. just want the committee to know that I know one of the persons that objections were raised against. So when the committee gets to that point, I will not be participating in that particular conversation.
We are at that point at the moment. Member Makamapocha, do you have anything that you want to? Do you want to speak to the objections, or are you happy with us just to note it?
No, I'm happy with the response, Chair.
Thank you very much. So those, then that's the two objections dealt with. And we seem to have lost Mr. McKenzie. Okay, we can continue with that. Okay, that's good. We must keep this up for every meeting. We're now on the minutes for the meeting of the 17th of February 2020. The meeting was from 8 until 1600 hours. And I see, Mr. Master, your name is spelled wrong there, so Namonde will correct that.
Yeah.
Are there any corrections or additions on page 1? Page 2, any amendments or additions? I also just want to bring to the committee's attention that on the Monday, the committee took strong exception to children being part of interview proceedings during school hours. And you all remember last year in one of our second meeting, I think it was, we had the same issue with Mola Songololo bringing children to the committee. What I did do last week, as I said in the meeting, is I did ask the Western Cape Education Department just to indicate from the schools whether the children had permission to be here. And the response I received from the Minister for Education in the Western Cape was that the principals, some of the principals, were under the assumption that the children were attending an inauguration ceremony. I don't know what type of inauguration ceremony that was, but I've fielded a series of media queries over the last few days around the specific issue. Because Mola Songololo has now released a series of statements stating that the Standing Committee on Social Development and the WCPP is trying to prohibit children from participating.
Yeah.
I made it very clear in that meeting that we're not prohibiting anybody from participating. Mm-hmm. We are just trying to balance what is in their best interest versus their right to participate. And we are very happy to have our meetings after school hours so that children can participate, even when it's appropriate for them to do so. I was quite saddened by the fact that those children were so bored sitting here for 4 hours, not having any input into the procedure. And a lot of them didn't understand what was going on, as my conversations with them during lunch revealed. So I think we need to have a longer conversation about this. But we are also going to write, with your permission, members, to Mola Songololo and just ask for those permission slips. Because they did say that there were permission slips granted from the parents and the principals. And if the principals are not sure what they gave permission for, and I think, yeah, we need to interrogate that, because it's unfair of NGOs to use children for political point scoring and then releasing statements saying that we're trying to prohibit them. All members would also have received communication from Mola Songololo with a petition looking at participation. I have forwarded that to the speaker, because it was directed to the Speaker and the Premier. But I think we need to, just in future, and perhaps at one of our next meetings, so we need to schedule a meeting where we look at how do we engage children specifically. We did in our meeting on child murders agree that we want to have a specific meeting with the children. So perhaps we need to look at when we've got the next available slot, just to bring that up, and we can perhaps go and do that at one of the schools after schools. So are there any other comments or additions on page 2? Member Bartman?
Thank you, Chair. Just to note, I know the director of Mola Songololo, and I will not be participating in whether the committee wants to take certain steps or not. However, it is my view that if statutory regulations or requirements have been breached, that the committee should take the relevant steps. None of us, no one in the Western Cape have different laws that apply to them.
You know, a lot of people.
I know them secretly.
Is there any, Member Makamawacha, any points or additions that you want to make to page 2?
No, Chair.
And then page 3 is just the information requested, and that's specifically on the copies of the consent forms. May I have a proposal for the minutes of the 17th of Feb?
Yes, Chair, there's no proposal.
Yes, Mr. McKenzie, you also must come and take your seat. Can we have a seconder, Member Makamawacha?
On what, Chair?
Do you second the minutes on the 17th?
Was I present at that meeting?
Yes, you were.
Yeah.
It says there.
I second.
We now have the minutes for the 18th of February of 2020-09. That's a typo. Are there any additions or corrections on page 1?
Nothing.
Besides the correction of the surname of our legal advisor? Any corrections or additions on page 2?
Yes.
And I have a proposer for the minutes of the 18th. Member Makamba Boycha, seconder?
Yeah, Member McKenzie.
Member McKenzie. And then we have the minutes of the 19th of Feb, 2020. Any corrections or additions on page 1? Again, the same correction in the name. Page 2. And I have a proposer, Member McKenzie. Seconder,
yeah.
Member Makamba Boycha. Members, we now come to the report on the of the Standing Committee on Social Development on the appointment of the Western Cape Commissioner for Children. Just again, members, explaining the steps going forward. So this is perhaps the final step in our work in appointing the Commissioner for Children. And I want to take this opportunity to say thank you to everybody who participated. We started off with lots of members, and we had lots of workshops, and we were very grateful for the input. And then we whittled it down to those of us who had to sit for a long time last week during the interviews. And some of the interviews were very enlightening, and some of them were entertaining, and some of them were scary. But I'm grateful for all the steps in place, and I want to say that we did have mass public participation during the nominations and the objections period. So I'm very grateful that the public had an opportunity to give input. And I think 59 names and nominees is quite a large expression of interest. So I'm very grateful. I also want to say thank you to Mr. Daza and our procedural advisor, Ms. Nomonde, as well as our legal advisor for the road that you've traveled with us. Some of you started this road a long time ago, but I was grateful that we were not able to complete this work here, but also at Shelly Point. And I think we need to, members, put some money together so we can all go back to Shelly Point and do a reflection of all the hard work. So I want to express my thanks. So what will happen next is that we are going to I'm going to write to the Speaker and say that we'd like to table our report in the House for its consideration. We're also going to ask the Speaker, in terms of Rule 74, that the name of the candidate be embargoed until it has been tabled in the House, and also until the entire process has been completed, because we don't have the opportunity to engage the candidate. So the Premier must make that appointment, and we need to give the Premier an opportunity to engage the candidate and to find out whether the candidate is indeed interested still, or if the candidate is taking up another job somewhere else, for instance. So we're going to submit the report. We'll ask the Speaker to keep the name confidential, and it will be considered by the House. And I'll also set up a meeting with the Speaker and the Chief Whip to find out whether we can get this onto the agenda as quickly as possible. So just going through the report, are there any amendments or additions to page 2 of the report? Page 1 is just the cover. And I think this is correct, yeah, okay, so this is one of the reports you had sight of before. Okay. Are there any additions or changes to page 3? Page 4? Page 5? May I have a proposer?
I propose.
Proposed by Member McKenzie and seconded by Member Makamba Poitra. Thank you very much. Members, as per our last resolution, we will keep the name of the candidate that we'd like to recommend confidential. And we'll embargo it in terms of the report. I will write to you as soon as I've had an opportunity to engage the speaker and the chief whip as well, and we'll outline the process forward. Thank you very much for your time. I'm Member Makamba Poitra.
Before you close, I just want clarity seeking question from your desk. Are we in liberty to respond to media on this particular process apart from you as a chairperson?
I don't see why not. You're more than happy to. I think the media is probably going to be interested in terms of your take on the process. I don't have any problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you don't divulge the name.
No.
before we followed all the processes. I did note your beautiful Afrikaans in the Sawn Poland edition. and I was good.
I want to see that copy.
I was very impressed with the vocabulary of your, in terms of the length and breadth of your Afrikaans. Members, are there anything else?
Yeah.
Thank you very much for your time and enjoy the rest of your Thursday and happy Constituency Week next week.
Thank you.
The next meeting is on the 13th of March of 2009, according to number one.
Sure. Has anyone who has an idea what happened yesterday in Matsikamba?
NC?
Why
not a lot of it?
My God.
Who is the right?
Something. It's in the first. It's in the. If you read the objection. No, it's in the initial objection. So you can in your email. The previous report you filed.
This is a response. So if the name is not here on the actual objection, where people are complaining to say she's not right, the name is there.
No, my email is there.
Yeah.
Was he a member of this parliament?